You ask the questions, he's got the answers, or he asks one of his faculty members who do. It's time for Ask the Dean with Dean Rob Kudieta of the USC Thornton School of Music. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Gail. Always great to be here with these great questions.
We have a question from Jeff concerning the percussion section, and we haven't heard this one. He notices percussionists sometimes lay their heads flat against the big drums during concerts. It looks like they may be listening for tuning, but no action seems to directly follow or proceed. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's those doggone percussionists that fall asleep on the job once again.
Laying their head softly against the drum.
Oh, that's so true. Well, for this one, I went to actually our percussion studio and talked with many of the students who were in there and just get their take on this. What's happening there is they are putting their head down so they can listen to the timpani, oftentimes called kettle drums. And the timpani are tunable drums. And they have to be oftentimes retuned even within a piece of music. And so they are putting their ear very, very close to the head. Then they're tapping the head so that they can actually hear it and tune it. And the way they tune it is that there's a pedal underneath, and it's very much like an accelerator gas pedal on a car. When you push it, the pitch goes up, and there's resistance to it because it tightens the head. So even though Jeff isn't seeing anything going on, they have their head down so that they can hear it, and then with their foot, they are actually changing the pitch. And sometimes it's just to retune it because it's gone out a little bit or the person wasn't happy with the tuning, or they're actually retuning it for the next entrance. So if a composer writes for a piece and wants the timpani tuned to a certain pitch at this measure, and then they're going to play again later, they have to actually make sure there's enough time for the person to retune the timpani in there. And, you know, timpani, there's many different numbers of timpani. You can see two timpani, up to four timpani within a piece. But some composers have just been in love with the timpani over the years. Berlioz is the perfect example of that. First of all, he played the timpani, so it makes sense that he would love that. In Symphonie Fantastique, he had four drums and four players, but then he went to five drums that took three players to play. But in the Requiem, he actually calls for 16 drums and 10 different players to do pieces.
Expensive to mount that,
I would absolutely. And, yeah, because most orchestras don't own that many drums. And so they have to get them from somewhere. And things like The Planets, I think, has eight timpani in it. So they're wonderful. They add this great dimension. They add dynamic, in the role, and a great climax to have the tuned timpani in there. But that's what they're doing. They're actually tuning that. Timpani were always just a supportive role within the orchestra. You'd never hear a timpani solo really until about the middle of the 20th century. And then people started actually writing solo works for timpani. One of the most famous is actually by William Kraft, who was the principal timpanist for the LA Phil, and he wrote a timpani concerto in the early 80s and performed regularly now. So anyway, that's what's happening. They are not dozing off. They are doing their job, and they are tuning. That's why their ear is down to the head of the drum.
Well, you know, it seems like we're living through a time of the emancipation of the percussion. I'm thinking of all the wonderful virtuosic ensembles that have come to the fore. I heard So Percussion at Ojai a couple of years ago, and it was just enchanting. And Evelyn Glennie has become a world-renowned soloist.
As a deaf musician, yes. Yeah, there's no doubt that if you look at the 20th century in classical music, in all music really, rhythm became extremely important. If you go back to the 19th century, melody, harmony were absolutely the dominant part of the music. In the 20th century, starting really with Stravinsky, with the Rite of Spring, boy, rhythm just becomes the dominant thing. So, of course, if rhythm is going to become a dominant factor or more important than it was before, it makes sense you're going to have more percussionists, and the percussionists are going to play a larger role. And you know, we found that in all music in the 20th century. In jazz, we found it in popular music, we found it in classical music. So when these influences come in for composers, it usually isn't just one aspect. It's all musicians across the board. So it makes sense that it influenced classical music as well.
Well, they better not be sleeping on the job then.
Oh, no.
All right, thanks so much, Dino.
Thanks, Gail.
A great moment for the timpani in The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. That performance by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Elihu Inbal, here on Classical KUSC. If you've got a question for Dean Rob Kudieta and his faculty at the USC Thornton School of Music, send him an email at this address, askthedean@kusc.org. That's askthedean@kusc.org.